you can grab a couple guys and, well, that sounds weird.
They're just white people with guns.
Why touch something that was good?
So who's keeping track of the 30 seconds?
Please, people are way too sensitive for it.
Fanboy Fight Club.
Hello, fanboys and girls. It's time for another episode of the Fanboy Fight Club podcast brought to you by Media Junkie. My name is Jason. I have the pleasure of hosting this show every other week. In a bit, I'm going to introduce you to the fanboys. No epic battle this week. This is our 30th episode. So since bringing back Fanboy Fight Club, hopefully you've enjoyed listening to all the new content that we put out over the last year and some change, as well as the classic episodes that we put out from our original run. I know this may sound like a goodbye, but quite the opposite. This episode will mark the end of season one. We're going to take a little time off, refresh, come up with some new ideas, some new stakes, and come back bigger and better than ever. So for this episode, we wanted to do a bit of a recap show and talk about some of our favorite moments from the past 29 episodes. Okay, now that that's out of the way, it's time to bring in the fanboys. We are a part of the Media Junkie family, and of course, every family has its patriarch. He's been called many names on this show, but according to his Twitter account, he is the only Wes Smith. How you doing, man?
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great. And they say behind every good man is a good woman, but in this case, it's just another good man. He is the heart and soul of Media Junkie and the host of the Why Are You series. He is Jamar Gaines, or Jamar Games, whatever you want to call him. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up? You saved the beautiful intros for the wrap-up of season.
Yeah, you like that?
Great. Terrible throughout all 29 episodes until we get to the one that has nothing to do with the actual content.
And every family needs that crazy uncle with hippie long hair and a ton of tattoos. He's as opinionated as he is artsy. Casper Jesus himself. We have Jacob Schwartz. How's it going, sir?
Oh, it's going.
All right. And finally, the asshole little brother that you can't help but love. You listen to him talk about wrestling with me on the Gimmick Minute Wrestling podcast, and him and Jamar show off their toys on his Modern Toy Fair show on YouTube. According to his Twitter, he has his own cult. He is Michael, don't call me Mike Gresser. How you doing, sir?
Wow. I don't know if you just forgot that you were going to call me that, or if that was supposed to be a dramatic pause.
Jeez, one little hiccup and you got to point it out.
You should have called him Greaser.
I mean, you did call me an asshole, so I mean.
Well, I
got to live up to it.
I mean,
that's a great way to segue into the first thing we're going to talk about.
Yeah. how many episodes I've been an asshole?
No.
The answer is 30.
So this has been, you know, this show's kind of gone through some peaks and valleys. We originally started it off, you know, a few years ago doing something a little bit different. So I thought at first, just to kind of get things kicked off, we could kind of just tell everybody or refresh anybody who listens to the origin stories of the Fanboy Fight Club podcast. Like, how did we come about? Like, how did we come up with this idea? Like, the first iteration into the second iteration. So I thought we would just spend some time talking about that. Does anybody want to kind of take it from there?
I mean, the only thing I really remember, at least from like it becoming a concept, was us just arguing in GroupMe. And then one day, I think Wes or Jake or someone said, oh, this would be a great podcast. And then we came up with the name Fanboy Fight Club. And I drew up a little logo of some soap with our heads. And then Jason came along and was like, ooh, can I play? So I had to make a fifth head and add it into Photoshop later. That's pretty, then it just kind of unraveled from there into like a Twitch stream / podcast / we had one like consistent Italian viewer who like always interacted with us, which was kind of odd, but I mean,
yeah, fans interacting, odd.
Yeah.
Well, it was mostly odd because we had one consistent viewer, one, and he was in Italy, listening to a bunch of dudes just argue with each other.
Dude, don't shit on him. He could be the Mr. Beast. Their chance.
I mean, do you want the actual origin?
Yeah, sure. Go for it. Okay.
All right. March 8th, 2016. Jake, Jamar, Mike, and Jason are in a GroupMe talking about video games. Wes recently had a baby and had nothing to fucking do. Jamar said, hey, would you like to be in this GroupMe? And I said, is Mike in there? I don't want to be in there if Michael's in there. He's like, yeah, no, I don't want to be in that. Fast forward 3 weeks, I decide to join, and I'm in the group, and all you guys fucking do is argue. Everything that's brought up, someone fucking says this, the other person says this, and then Mike's right. We said, let's make a podcast. That's how it, that's literally how it went down.
That's how I remember it being.
Yeah. And I'm not wrong, though. Originally, it was just the four of us, and then Jason was like, him, and he's like, oh, I don't get to be on the podcast.
I do remember that part. I do remember.
Well, I still have the original artwork somewhere, and he's not in it.
I was in the group me, so I was like, what the hell? You guys are just going to not include me?
Well, and I remember, like, the whole reason we had the group me was because we were all playing GTA, and that's how I met all, like, I mean, obviously, I grew up with my, you know, we're related, but yeah, like I didn't know any of you guys, and he's like, hey, we're playing GTA, you want to hop on? I was like, all right. And then you guys just argued the whole time while we're trying to do shit in GTA, and I was like, I can get down on this.
And then, I mean, to be fair,
the group meets started because we wanted to argue when we weren't playing. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure we're going to argue in a recap episode too. It's going to be coming in just a matter of time.
Oh, yeah, I'm waiting for the fuck yous to come out.
It's only a matter of time.
So, and for me, like, I, you know, you guys kind of talked about a little bit of this, and I thought, man, that sounds like a good idea. I think that would be fun. And for me, you know, when you guys started talking about, you know, we should talk about, you know, comics and different things like that, for me, I don't know a whole lot about that. Like, video games, I can have a conversation, and certain other things, movies, TV shows, I could have a conversation, but some of the stuff you guys know way more about than I did. So my whole idea was, well, I'll moderate it for you, right? Like, I'll kind of be that little voice that kind of keeps everything on track, but the show just didn't really have much direction. And I think we tried to do too much maybe with the first iteration. Like, we had too many little segments. Now, don't get me wrong, the Jamar Reed segment.
No,
Jamar's Reading Corner.
Totally unnecessary.
It's the best thing to ever come from Fanboy Fight Club.
Jamar's Reading Corner was gold. And
totally unnecessary.
Josh had some good moments. Like, we had some really good. I thought the segments themselves were good, but they would have been better, like, individual things that were separated from the show, I think.
My favorite line from Jamar is, rip a finger off and shove it up my asshole. That the old format, honestly, was super shitty. Like,
yeah,
if you listen to those episodes, there's some really good humor in them, and they're very funny. But we rambled on for way too long. I mean, some of the episodes were fucking 2 hours long. Like, what? Who's gonna
watch for that? I started recently going back through them just because I've been bored at work now that I do 410s. And, like, some of them are fucking, like, I'm dying there, like, laughing, and I remember the conversation and shit. Especially, like, the Nightmare Before Christmas Jamar's Reading Corner was probably one of my favorites. I agree, though, because it just goes so off the rails, and then, like, four people are trying to talk at once, and then I'm just all right, I'm going to take my headphones out for a minute because I don't know what the fuck's going on, and my brain hurts.
Well, I mean, also, too, I think our quality was pretty low. We didn't have, like, good mics, and, you know, we still don't have good mics. No, I'm joking. But, yeah, it was just awful. Plus, we were doing, like, video and stuff as well, so it added, like, weird latency issues, but... Yeah,
that was before fiber internet. So we, you know, that didn't help our causes at all. Yeah. Some of us had terrible ass internet.
That was back when the highest you could get was like 23 megs.
2016 wasn't that long ago.
I know, you're acting like this is like in the 80s or something.
I know.
When we started this, we were on dial up.
I had two gerbils running in a wheel to charge up my internet.
That was how my computer ran. What are you talking about?
Currently.
Do you guys remember that one guy? That one guy used to come in every single episode because we did it live last time. Mm-hmm. But do you remember that one guy that came in every single episode? That guy was a fucking trooper. I wonder if he's dead or alive.
That was the guy I was literally talking about. The one Italian guy.
The Italian guy.
Totally loyalty down to his nationality, but yeah.
I totally forget his name, which I feel bad about because it was 2016. There's been a lot that's happened.
I'm sure I can get on the Twitch channel and check the VOD, but
yeah,
I think we ran a contest and we couldn't send it to him because he just never gave us his address.
That's true. I mean, he stuck around through all the garbage arguments and then the dick potato jokes that
oh my god
started to get really weird. And I think at one point didn't he sing like image of image of
he dick did
potato or
something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, do you guys remember the origin of dick potatoes?
I just remember it was
Jake talking about emulators and he was being a real fucking dick about emulators and he was talking about how beautiful the emulator looked. And I said a joke something about dick potatoes, and I don't remember how that came up, but I remember Jake was just being a dick, and that's all I wanted to say.
I do remember.
I just remember like, that then I went and I found pictures of dick potatoes, and I put them in GroupMe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I thought it was from the word dictator because you know it's like dick potato and dictator.
I bet. Like, yeah. I bet you were probably like making a joke that Jake was being a dictator over emulators, and then it devolved into dick potato. No, it was.
But then it became Jason loves dick potatoes.
Yeah,
there was even a reading corner about it and everything.
One episode or something, and then we just made jokes about how he loves dick potatoes. At one point, that was like
Spotify
password or something. Like,
yeah, it was a password.
It was the password for a long time. Yeah, dick potatoes 5. It's not our password now, so go ahead and try it. Spotify.
But yeah.
But can we talk about the fact that Jake had a segment where he was supposed to tear apart trailers, but he did more damage to trailers in GroupMe than he ever did on the actual episodes? Like he just like write like a fucking college essay about how terrible a trailer was in GroupMe, and then it'd come to time for him to like do something in the actual show, and he had like little like, nothing.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
That well, was, and sometimes it was like. There just wasn't any like super awful trailers that came out in that time frame between episodes, so it was kind of like
we weren't smart enough to go, hey, there's no good no bad trailers, let's not do it this week. We just still did it, and we never communicated with him, make sure he had one. So we were just like, all right, you're up, buddy.
So that started with the Batman versus Superman trailer. And Jake ripping that apart about like some sort of lighting and something going on there. And then I was like, Jake, you should have a segment on the show where you rip apart trailers like that. And that's how that started. But yeah, then it just didn't quite come to fruition the way that we wanted it to.
I think I had one or two pretty good ones that were like actually like on the segment. But yeah, they were nothing like my like rant in the group me.
You sit at work and you just fucking like write paragraph after paragraph, just dissecting it like it was your job.
Well, it's a good thing that we transitioned into.
Yeah, and it kind of got to a point where we struggled to find times to record it. Wes and I both have family, so that puts a little bit of a strain on it. And then we all have jobs, we all have lives kind of outside this. So like I think we got to a point where we were burnt out. We didn't really have that much to talk about. I remember that you guys would like be fighting in the group chat, like waiting for me to like come in and break you up at times. And then, you know, it just got to a point to where, you know, we just decided, okay, we're going to step away from that. And then, you know, the whole idea with Media Junkie and Wes, you can kind of talk about like the origins with that and then kind of how that led to the show eventually coming back.
Yeah. So basically I was the one that, you know, took the wheel off the car, essentially the last one. Cause I was like, you know what? I had enough. I'm done. I didn't want to do it anymore. When we originally started, we were doing it weekly. And then we started doing it, you know, I think bi-weekly or maybe monthly at that point. And it got to be a lot. And I was like, ah, guys, I'm done. And then I sat around and I was like, you know, that was a lot of fun. Like, I would want to do something else. So I was like, oh, what if I create something new? And I was like, what's a cool name? Oh, you know, drugs are cool. Media Junkie. And
I do recall Wes sending me a text, like a picture of like a logo, and it was like heroin needles. I don't know. I think that might be a little abrasive.
First off,
we don't want to cut out the heroin, you know, community from our viewer base.
Oh man, now I'm mad he didn't send me that when he asked me to make a logo. I totally would have just like put media across one of them and been done with it.
It should have been like syringe. 5 different needles.
It was legit.
One said like TV, one said movie, one said video games.
Oh my god, it was terrible. So then I asked Jamar, I was like, hey, I want to do this. Do you want to run this with me? And then, you know, it started off as just a YouTube thing. And then we started talking about Fanboy Fight Club. And honestly, it just kept growing and growing and growing. And then you know, I kept adding you guys into it. Like, hey, Mike, do you want to do this? Hey, Jason, do you want to run the Twitter? Hey, Jake, do you want to do this? And then it kind of grew to what it is today, and it's great.
I'm gonna get my dues because I launched the Rogue Agents, and I stumbled upon Anchor and how easy it was for us to do a podcast. And I was like, dude, we need to do Fanboy Fight Club again now that we have this like this avenue to do it in.
Yeah, Jamar started the podcast aspect. You're right.
And the whole time we're still arguing in group.
Oh yeah,
that never stopped.
And then we went to then we went to Discord because we had an old Discord, and now we're in the Media Junkie Discord, which you guys can join if you're listening.
Yeah. So then we kind of got Jamar got in our ear, like the podcast down. And then we kind of got the idea. Let's try to bring back Fanboy Fight Club and do it right this time. But we needed to make it different than the last time, because last time the format just didn't work. Right. So we needed to come up with something different. Right. So, you know, and it's still kind of evolved a little bit throughout time, but you know, we kind of all got to talking and came up with this kind of game format. So what do you think makes this format better than the original attempt that we did?
So, I mean, you got to call it the revisionist history right now. Like, you fuck you. This was my fucking format that I fucking created, man.
No, it was.
That's what I was going to say. That's cool. Let's shoot over to Mike. Let Mike handle this because he's the one that came up with the idea. And I know we were all like, so go ahead, Mike.
Oh, yeah. It was like fucking pulling teeth trying to get you guys on board with this idea. When you wanted to bring back Fanboy Fight Club.
Hey, I helped come up with some, I helped you. I was down for it.
I'm talking about when I initially did it though. Like Wes was like a hard no. Jamar was like an iffy maybe. Jake was a hard no. Jason was just like, I just want to do something again. So he was going to like help me do down. Like anything.
My credit, I was not a hard no. I was a, I have concern. Here they are. But then they all got addressed and it was fine.
But yeah, it all kind of just stemmed, like there was this thing called Movie Fights that I used to watch, and I'm like, that's actually a really good idea if we change it up a little bit. Instead of just, you know, you pick a movie and you argue about it, well, if we make it so you make it your own, like you're recasting or you're making a sequel, or you're kind of like being a little more creative with it instead of just being like, oh, this Jaws is better than Indiana Jones, like arguments and stuff like that. And we still have some of those thrown in there here and there to kind of help us from wanting to kill ourselves from trying to be creative every other week. But yeah, so I pitched the idea to you guys. And like I said, like some fanboys were like a hard no, some were like a maybe. And Jason was just like, yeah, let's do it. and it's evolved a lot since then, because when we first started, it didn't really have the bitch of the week concept. The points didn't really have any meaning. It was just kind of like, oh, this person wins this one. And just kind of fell flat for the first couple episodes. Then once we kind of got the ball rolling and introduced the bitch of the week, it kind of started tearing itself apart even more, because then every week, like, someone got mad that they were bitch of the week.
Surprising. You created this monster and...
Right, but like I feel like yeah, there is some salt at the end of each week, and like some of them are much worse than others, but like I also feel like that's part of like the entertainment value of it, the part that makes it into the podcast at least.
Oh, yeah.
Like
you know,
the stuff after the podcast, like when we still keep going like 3 or 4 days later, that's a little excessive. But and I'm guilty of it too. I'm not saying like it's everybody else. I've definitely done it. But yeah, like it's, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of gets the competitive juices flowing, right? Because we take it serious. Like, we want to try to do our best and present the best argument we could, you know. And, you know, sometimes we go more on the entertainment side. Sometimes we do more kind of like the more serious, like taking it serious. I think sometimes it just depends on what the topic is, because there's certain things that we're more passionate about than others. So obviously, if it's something we're passionate about, we're going to get kind of, you know, kind of upset about it, right? So what would you guys say so far, out of, you know, we've done 29 episodes now, we've had a lot of different topics, what would you guys say is your favorite so far?
I can go first here. My favorite personally, because it just fits with my personality, was episode 16, which was the 80s movie sequel. You know, there's gonna be some stats about that a little bit later, but I really like taking an 80s movie that never received a sequel, and creating my own. Because whenever I seem to thrive or do have the best fights with you guys is whenever I create my own idea and I can think about every aspect of it. And I feel like that one, you know, utilizing the Blob and, you know, the Blob Returns or part two, whatever the fuck I named it, I really liked that idea, and I actually had a ton of fun writing it. So that episode really stuck out to me.
That was also a really good one that, yeah, I like that one a lot too, because I think I did the Labyrinth on that one. And then that was the one that Mike did, Ferris Bueller Laid Off, which is a brilliant idea. But he,
really good, yeah.
He phoned it in on purpose as like, I'm sick of these 80s movies getting remade and made a sequel. This doesn't need to happen. So I'm going to like make a movie that makes Hollywood stop doing this, which is funny. But I mean, as far as my favorite one, I actually liked the Dead video game like franchise coming back. So it was like the bring back a video game trilogy, because the one I picked, I did Siphon Filter, and I fucking love those games, and I want them to come back so bad, and they were just so good, and like we all had really good arguments on that one, I feel like, from what I remember at least. So I'd probably go with that one.
I gotta say, for me, I've had like a few that I was just like, man, I really loved. Most of them were all like video game related, of course. So like I had a good time like trashing Metal Gear Solid 1, even though some of my arguments on there may not necessarily have been 100% valid, but it's also like a good idea to like motivate for a sequel. So, or not a sequel, but like a remaster. But I would probably say my favorite was the fan cast for Wolverine, which I'm sad that we didn't do many more fan casts. So maybe season two, we'll do some more of those. But I was 100% sold on the fact that Shia LaBeouf should be the next Wolverine.
Yeah. And that was the bitch of the week. I remember thinking about that because I was a judge that week, and I don't remember who the other one was. It might have been Jason or Wes. And I was just like, hey, we should give him Shia LaBeouf because it's such like an out of left field pick. But it's one that I've wanted to do, and it would have been the pick that I had myself. And I was like, I'll give this one to the bitch of the week. And it ended up being a really good episode. I like that one a lot.
And that was me, because when I gave the topic, I just sent a whole bunch of Shia LaBeouf gifts in the chat.
In the text chat. I feel like you do that every time you get to tell the bitch of the week who they get.
I do. Yeah, that's my thing. I just like to put a bunch of gifts in there and have some fun with it. I did that with Wes for his for whenever we do the next episode. But
I remember that you did that to me with Lex, but you chose like old Christopher Reeves like villain Lex Luthor. I'm like, who the fuck's this old dude with the curly hair? That's not Lex. Get out of here!
Isn't that? Oh God, who is that? Is that?
Jay I Hackman. Sent one of the I sent one of the animated ones too, but yeah,
it wasn't until after I was like, who the fuck is that?
That was my Lex growing up, because when I was a kid, that's who was Lex Luthor.
I've never seen those movies.
I have, and I don't mind them, but that's definitely not the like definitive Lex Luthor at all.
Yours is that fucking guy from Two and a Half Men, isn't it?
I'm not gonna lie, he did a fucking fantastic job, but no, mine is the animated series.
All right. I was gonna say Eisenberg.
Yeah. Oh.
Jason and Mike, what are your favorite episodes?
Oh man, mine as terrible as it was, mine's gotta be episode 6 when I decided to make fish sex into a game.
Oh god.
So like just the reaction I got when I fucking was like, there's gonna be a mini game where you fuck the fish man.
And you
like,
didn't even lose that episode too.
I know, that was the shocking part. I went into it like, this is either gonna go over great or it's gonna go over terribly.
Just I remember I was a judge that week.
The Shape of Water.
Yeah.
I was a judge that week, and you sent me that, and I was like, "What the fuck? Like what?"
Oh man, for me, I would say that there's a couple that I really liked. I really enjoyed the turning an R-rated movie into an animated show. I thought the concept of that was a lot of fun, and I also liked the what was it? I lost it. Oh, the Christmas remake movie. When we did a remake a Christmas movie, I enjoyed that one as well. So there's a few, but those two stand out. What about least favorite topics? What would you guys say would be your absolute least favorite, or which one did you absolutely hate being a part of?
Hmm.
I wasn't. I mean, I know this was like Jamar's favorite. I didn't like the fan cast Wolverine one personally. It just didn't work for me. I couldn't really create much with it, so I wasn't a huge fan of that one.
I can't think of any that I truly.
I figured some of you guys would have picked the toy line one.
I thought the toy line one was my favorite. One I made, like brought up, but I didn't really enjoy trying to do it. That's for sure.
I think the one I, and granted, I didn't have to compete in it, but I was a judge for the Christmas remake. That one, like, yeah, we did it during Christmas time and everything like that, but it just didn't, I don't know, because like all the movies that we picked were so, I don't know, like it was, I think one of them was the Santa Claus, one of them was Rudolph, and then, Jack Frost was the other one.
Yeah. It
just didn't, I don't know, something just didn't click on it for me, like even as a judge.
Yeah. I'll put that in there. I mean, I enjoyed watching the movie again, because I'm pretty sure I had Jack Frost. I enjoy watching the movie, but I was kind of like, okay.
Well, in fact, that's actually our most listened to episode. Anything Christmas, for some reason, is always like skyrockets.
Yeah.
So weird. I have to say my least favorite one, at least to compete in, was the best video game soundtrack, episode 26. Just because Jake got a fucking award-winning soundtrack as bitch of the week. So me and Jamar message each other like, what the fuck do we do now?
You're going to bring that shit up.
Of course.
I thought it was
an award-winning soundtrack, but it's also like... Yeah.
You could give... So and Jamar getting Shia LaBeouf for Wolverine.
Oh, come the fuck on. No one would believe Shia LaBeouf is a good Wolverine.
Oh my god, Shia LaBeouf's amazing in everything he's in.
So the one that I think I hated being a part of the most would have been the critically acclaimed game that's actually garbage. I don't know. I found a hard time coming up with a good concept for that one. That one, I don't
you got
know.
Gran Turismo, right? Yeah, or you did Gran
I picked Turismo. It. That was my
choice. That was the worst part is he made Gran that Turismo. Choice himself. Yeah.
I hate Gran Turismo. I think they're terrible games.
I don't like them either.
But it just
I don't really remember what everybody had on that one. I just remember the Gran Turismo argument.
Yeah.
But
I always try and make my arguments memorable, Jake. Thank you for remembering them. I appreciate that.
I'm honestly surprised you didn't hate getting your ass beat by Wes when he made all those ice puns from Batman and Robin when you had to defend that as a movie that
so
got
I guess
some
we
shit.
Just talk about the favorite show moments.
I didn't. that's a good transition. So we had a lot of fun moments on the show. So Mike, would you say that's your favorite?
Oh, that's my favorite moment ever. That was just the fact that he spends 15 seconds just every single ice pun from that movie, and he hits you with it, and I'm like, damn, fatality.
Yeah, that's my favorite moment too. It just was really funny.
Yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. Anybody else have something different other than Wes's ice pun moment? I mean, Mike running out of breath was a pretty damn good moment.
That was the first half of the season. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's every episode.
It's just the first one, though. The first time it happened, and we're all like, who is breathing so damn heavy?
I mean,
I was still adapting to the mountain altitude, okay? My lungs haven't quite gotten there yet.
I was also...
I was just gonna say, like, I know Mike for sure wouldn't agree with this, but my not necessarily favorite moment, but like one of the favorite things about this that we just recently started doing was having like a fan come on, or not necessarily a fan, I guess is a weird way to say it, but just having like a guest judge, I enjoy it. I know you guys probably fucking hate it. But I love like
Jamar enjoys it because they're all from his show, so they give him points.
Yeah, they all have they're all
you don't
biased.
Know anyone. No, but I just enjoy like having that outside and then like talking to people afterwards. I'm like, yeah, I told you it was gonna be super stressful.
Yeah, the realization that the guests get when they're first like, oh shit, like that after that first opening round when they have to give their score and they're like, oh damn, I'm not prepared for this at all.
Yeah, they just go into it thinking it's like a diving competition. Great. They're just gonna hold up a card that says like 1 or 10. And
My apologies for probably taking a year off your life.
Yeah. So
I think one of my favorite moments was actually pretty recently where Wes just straight up said, he's like, man, being a judge is just as stressful as being in this fucking competition. He's like, I hate myself right now. He's like, I feel so bad about everything. Like, it was like right before he announced that I lost, which was, you know, whatever. But like, yeah, no, that shit just cracked me up on it when I went back and listened to it.
So I just terrible. Hate when I'm a judge and Jake's bitch of the week and I'm just like, I want you to fail, I want you to be bitch of the week again, and then he fucking actually does good. I'm like, god damn it, I have to give you points.
Dude, the only ones I do like really well on, like, I sit there and I plan on ones that like I really want to get into, like the next thing that we're going to talk about is one example, but I put so much work into it and then I do shit, and then you guys give me the most random fucking stuff to be bitch of the week, and then I just come out and smash. Like,
yeah, you killed it with fucking Powerpuff Girls after you like bitched them out about that one.
I do have to shout out though, like Jason, like any of the songs that he's done, I
wish oh my god, could, right?
Like, have clips of that alone.
That needs to be on the YouTube channel, just like a fucking Mod Podge of all of the songs he's created in his final arguments.
God, that shit pisses me off so much.
Especially like the last one where he made a fucking diss track out of his fucking
enemies. It pisses me off so much. Speaking of which, let's talk about an argument that you lost that hurt the most.
That is the next topic, so yeah. What do you got?
Well,
the last fucking episode.
So, well, that's the first one you've lost in a while, so.
Go ahead, Jamar, go ahead.
So, the one that hurt me the most, let me scroll through here. I could bring up, I don't think I lost in that episode. I think I did lose when I pitched Control to be a movie. Because now you guys know that is an absolute fucking amazing game and would make
it would be an amazing movie.
I guess that's because you weren't listening. But no, honestly, what really hurt me the most, guys, is I pitched Assassin's Creed Freedom. Tell me that is not a great idea. And yet, you know what?
Dude, so
it's Harriet Tubman,
right?
Harriet Tubman getting linked up with the Brotherhood.
We've had a long discussion.
Hey, I want to tell like the story of like, you know, America like freeing themselves from slavery and all this shit. And then like if you have to argue against that, you seem super fucking racist. If you judge against it, you seem super fucking racist.
Yeah.
Like,
here's the thing.
I lost to corner with Japanese games. I lost to two games that were set in basically the same era.
I guess any of them could have been racist, though.
Okay, okay. So here's the thing. Like, I was a judge that week, and when Jamar first gave me the topic, I was like, shit, there's no way he doesn't win. So when he didn't win, I had to listen back to it because I wanted to make sure that I wasn't, you know, I wasn't just, you know, I wanted to make sure that I judged
you weren't just racist.
No, I'm joking. The problem was, it just... I guess my expectations from like when you first told me what it was going to be, like I was expecting you to name off all these historical figures that would be in the game and how they would tie in, kind of like how Assassin's Creed 2 had, you know, like the artists from the Renaissance and how they tied those characters in and things like that. So I was expecting you to kind of go into detail with that. And when it didn't happen, I was like, it just wasn't enough for me.
I also went into it thinking, like, we're not building the whole game. I thought we were just pitching, like, the idea. And then I got surprised when both of Jake and Wes built, like, everything. Like, Jake was telling us about the scrolls and items that you pick up. I'm like, wait a minute. I wasn't building the game. I'm not a developer. What the fuck?
Yeah. I was like, all right. Yeah, I looked at it.
I just assumed because every other time we make a game.
Right.
So, yeah. Like,
well, in like 100%
the case.
I remember being given the, you know, that dynasty in China, and I was like, okay, like let me do some research. I have like a casual knowledge on this because my brain works that way, and I remember a lot of history shit. So I went through, but then like a whole big part of that, you know, dynasty was those bone tablets and everything. I was like, oh well, there's my collectible item. Like I can throw that in real quick. Like I didn't even think about it as like I need a collectible. Oh, I need to do this. I need to do this. That one just kind of like organically happened, which was nice.
You know, Jamar, the funny thing about that is I literally thought I was cutting Jake off, so I stopped.
Oh,
no, you're fine.
Oh, okay. The funny thing about that episode is what I picked, you know, I picked the Shogun era, and I know Jake is like, just a buff when it comes to all that information. And I was really afraid that I was going to fuck something up. And in the attack round, you'd be like, well, actually, Wes, in 1862 Shogun area, and I thought he was going to fucking rip me apart.
It's okay. It wasn't about animals, but so he wasn't going to get you.
Well,
let me talk about the one I hated.
I can look beyond that, Wes, because like I love Ghost of Tsushima, but the katana wasn't even invented until after that game takes place. So like I still like I can separate that shit.
if the hyena made the wrong noise when it murders you, he's going to fucking tell you.
Hey, it was a quick comment of how I'm super happy that that is in Call of Duty, but it is a little irritating that that is not the noise it would make at that time.
So the one that hurt me the most was the create a GTA episode, because I thought I came up with a killer concept and I lost to Mike, who doesn't even know that penguins aren't in Canada.
I don't even think he knew where Canada was at.
Yeah,
first like, off, I never mentioned fucking penguins. So
yes, you did. I listened back to it. You talked about picking up penguins and putting them in a grenade launcher and shooting them across the fucking plains of Canada.
Technically, like, let's start with this. Canada. You can find fucking penguins at the Cleveland Zoo, so fuck you. You can get penguins wherever the fuck you want in this goddamn
there's not just penguins hanging out and wandering around. So it's like you made it.
I had a penguin grenade launcher, apparently, so but I didn't. I was buying them illegally and shoving them in a gun. There's a difference in the point of my
life. That you were just talking and making shit up, but yet you still won.
That's the only time I do win, is when I fucking make shit up.
So that one hurt me the most. That just turned your GTA game, like in my opinion, it turned it from like a GTA to like a postal sequel. All of a sudden, you're like, I'm going to launch penguins out of a fucking rocket launcher, and they're going to explode on impact. I was like, oh, he made a postal game. Okay.
I mean, I felt like that was another knock against him. He didn't even make a GTA. He made Saints Row.
Right.
Yeah.
First off, you guys clearly haven't been playing GTA Online, because they just go off the rails. They have a fucking firework rocket launcher and the DeLorean and all sorts of other stupid shit in it. So
all things that exist in real worlds.
The DeLorean that flies around exists in real world?
It kind of did.
I'll tell you what, the one that really hurt me, I know I already mentioned it last, just a moment ago, but the last episode crushed my soul, because I had this awesome like thesis on Batman the Animated Series, which is the best 90s animated show. I know
it is,
you know, but this thesis of like factual evidence of why it's the best. Maybe it was too long or whatnot. I don't give a shit. I had so much great evidence, and then I got fucking shit on.
He did. He fucking showed up like goddamn Sherlock Holmes, who just solved the fucking biggest crime on earth, and it did not go well for him.
Because I was the judge. I'm already over here picking power or giving Powerpuff Girls and making a compelling argument of why it's so good. And like, I honestly changed my opinion because I watched a lot of fucking YouTube videos and a lot of other shit about the Powerpuff Girls. Because like, I remember casually watching it, but only because it was like on before or after Dexter's Lab. And I was like, wow, this show actually did like a shitload for cartoons, like in general. But I'll tell you which one pissed me off the most, and it still does to this day. The theme park one, the nerd theme park one. Because I put so much fucking work into making a Dark Crystal theme park, and then both of you assholes made amusement parks, and it pisses me off. Because nobody gave a shit that they weren't actual like theme parks like they should have been. And the episode, I went back, the episode's even called Nerd Theme Park, not Nerd Amusement Park. And like, well, it was Disney just World. More of a
Disney World's a theme park, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have roller coasters there, Jake.
What are you talking about?
That is the point. But like, okay, but like, they make new roller coasters, but they're all themed, and like,
there was a theme around World.
Yeah. Disneyland and Disney World never have like the biggest, best, most expensive, highest, steepest roller coasters. You know what I mean? Like, that is an amusement park. And like, there's just a difference. And I was just like, that's, man, mine fair. Is fully immersive. And then Jamar's is just a broken fucking PS4 land.
Like, I was going to say, fucking Jamar had Bethesda land and his entire thing didn't work. So I don't know what you're talking about amusement parks.
Bethesda's games work?
When I was re-listening to the episodes, it was fucking genius to go that route, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Hold on, real quick, just to be safe.
Genius for Jordan.
According to tripsavvy.com, there is no regulation that that gives a discernible difference between a theme park and amusement park. So they are basically same thing.
Lawyer bitch. TripAdvisor went to see the best place to eat is Wendy's. Yeah. Okay.
There's no regulation for calling it a fast food restaurant or an actual restaurant. There's no regulation that makes them call it fast food. It just happens to have a drive-through, but you can have restaurants with drive-through pickups too. So like, it just because there's no official regulation doesn't mean there's not a difference. It just means legally they can call themselves whatever they want. It doesn't mean there's not a difference.
So Jake, you're right, except for the fact that we both made theme parks. That's the thing.
Jamar's whole theme was it didn't work.
And it was Disneyland. It was different parks. There was different areas in the park. They each had like a ride, a specific ride for it. What do you mean?
I lost that because I felt like I went through.
Well, you chose Dark Crystal. I'm sorry.
That was actually one of my favorite Jamar arguments because of how he went about that one. That should have made me laugh probably the most of anyone.
Oh yeah. Done.
It's about the entertainment value.
And I would also say the one that hurt, and it wasn't even necessarily because like I felt like I deserved to win, but the one where you picked Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for the best 90s TV show, because it hurt because there was nothing I could say bad about that show. It's one of my I agree with you, like, so it definitely hurt. It was hard to argue.
Fall back to don't touch a classic as your only argument against it. Like, please don't remake this or touch this.
How about, for me personally, I've only won one, and that was the last episode we did, the 90s cartoon. So I was surprised I won because it was the first one we won. So has there been an argument that you're surprised that you actually won, or maybe you didn't end up being bitch of the week?
I don't have my bad moment, do I?
Oh no, I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead. My fault, man. What do you got? What was the one you hated?
I mean, it wasn't really. It was just my most painful loss had to have been the best TV show ending when I poured my heart out and the guest judge is like, "Oh, my girlfriend's making me watch this show," and he shat on me for the next four rounds. I'm like, oh well, so fuck good. Me.
So good. I don't think there, honestly, the ones that I actually have won the episodes, I don't think there's one that really surprised me, because the ones that I've physically won, I went in, I think, really prepared for them. Like, it was the Blob episode, it was the Assassin's Creed episode, it was the Kill Bill episode where I made it into an animated show. So, like, everyone that I physically won that episode, I went in with a plan that I really worked well for me.
Well,
I mean, I think I'm the complete opposite. I feel like the ones that I didn't lose were the ones that, like, I was usually bitch of the week and I just like ran with it. Those were always the ones that surprised me that I didn't lose. Like, I'm surprised I didn't lose the Powerpuff Girls episode. I'm surprised I didn't lose what was the other one that, like, I don't know, you guys have given me some fucking wild bitch of the week topics. I can't even remember most of them. But
like,
yeah,
the
I'm always
give you
surprised.
Mainstream stuff, and you're just so into indie shit that you're like, "Oh, that's so off the wall. I don't know what to do with that."
It's like, I would say, what was that episode? The toy line. I can't remember. Did I lose though on this one or not? But I just recall doing.
I think I lost that one because I don't think my Jackass toy line went very well.
Okay,
yeah, you didn't lose because you didn't create your own DC Universe show.
I actually think Mike locks that episode.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was honestly, because when I thought of it, we came up with that idea, and I'm like, oh man, this will be fun. I'm gonna make a toy line that's for adults, and you know, for what's the softcore movie? I can't even think of.
Oh, that's right.
The
you turned. You made it into a.
I did.
50 Shades of Grey. You made.
Yeah,
it
50 Shades of Grey, and I was like,
oh yeah, I forgot about that. You made a Barbie doll line out of the fucking
dude. And as I was working on it, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking lose. I'm gonna lose. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll take that.
Another one that I was kind of surprised about, just looking at this list, was the defend a property that sucks, because I got Batman, or I got the what was it? Batman.
Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin, and that's a movie that I hate. So for me to try to defend it, and the way that I think I won it was with the last round where I tied my first two arguments together and basically like flipped the script on the movie, and it worked out. And it was a huge risk because I basically was shitting on the movie, but thanking it at the same time, and it ended up working out. But that was a tough call, and I barely skated by not winning that one. And I was almost the first double bitch of the week, but.
That only works for Jason. If anyone else tries to like turn it around and say that their property sucks, it does not work. Trust me.
Well, you got to do it in a creative way, Mike. I mean, you're just not as talented.
I made an entire movie around it.
So yeah, Mike, you talked about for 30 seconds in your intro round.
Were you not? Did you end up winning? I don't have the stats in front of me, so I don't really recall.
I'll get that here in a bit.
But did you? What happened with the when you were the bitch of the week? We gave you. The guy, why can't I think right now? Titans.
Oh, you're talking to me.
Yes, I'm
asking. Oh, I won that motherfucking episode.
Okay, that should be one right there.
That was gonna be mine. That like I went into that. I was so pissed. I fucking went on Reddit and I just read every shit post about it. And I'm like, all right, let's fucking do this. Make these bitches regret giving me this show.
Wait. So you're telling me that you stole someone else's content?
Oh, 100%, yeah. That's my entire fucking thesis of why it should be canceled. It's just Reddit post after Reddit post of Reddit post.
You just plagiarized.
Angry fucking trolls.
That's plagiarism.
Now we pissed off Reddit. Good job, guys.
All right, so does anybody else have one that they're surprised they won before we move on?
No. I mean, I know
I don't win enough to be able to be surprised. So
yeah, I'm kind of surprised every time.
I remember being the first winner, but that audio is lost, and it's
no longer canon. Sucks.
So if you guys listen to the show, we have four rounds. We have the opening round, then we have the fuck everyone round, defend round, and then we have the closing round. So for you guys, what is your favorite round? Like, which one do you have the most fun with?
Opening
hands down, because that's where I can just use like my mind and create something, and that's what I really like about Fanboy Fight Club so much. But they get to the attack round, and then Mike's a fucking asshole, so he always that. Yeah. You get the defend round, and you just talk shit, Jason, and you get points for that round. And you get to the closing round, and you talk more shit, and you get points there. So opening round, hands down, is the best.
I mean, fuck the opening round. I get almost no points every fucking opening round. I could spend an entire week writing and fucking casting an entire movie and get 0 points from any of the judges. But then I can just spew out bullshit and get angry and make fucking jokes during the attack round and get all 4 points. So I have to stick with my strong points, apparently.
Funny. All right. What about you, Jake? What's your favorite round?
I don't know that I have one. I think, or if I do, it kind of fluctuates. Whatever one I'm really good at that week is my favorite.
Jake's the cool guy. Hates them all.
Yeah, there are definitely times where like I really enjoy the opening rounds, but then like, you know, we've had the discussion a couple different times where it's like, okay, like I don't know how much detail they want because they'll get mad at me for being too long-winded, or they'll get mad at me for not having enough information in there.
I feel you, man.
Yeah, and then but then also like sometimes I feel like I have like a super good attack round and it like makes sense in my brain, and then everybody else is just like, oh well, that you're a fucking idiot, none of those make any sense. And I was like, no, that totally made sense in my brain and the way my brain works. But I think the closing arguments are a lot of fun most of the time because you kind of get to wrap everything up into one. Because like I don't know about you guys, I only write about half of my closing argument each week that we do this, and then like the rest of it's kind of like off the top of my head ad lib, like, or as the show goes on I'll add or subtract things kind of like as we go.
I tried the whole write your close round in advance bullshit that Jason does, and it fucking failed me every time. So I was like, screw it, I'm just gonna do it off the cuff and hope that someone thinks I'm clever for 5 seconds enough to give me some points so I don't lose.
Good strategy.
What about you, Jamar?
Oh no, that's like I said at the beginning, like open round. Okay. Yeah, my favorite, just because typically that's where I start with every topic, as you should, and then I get to like the closing, and I'm like, all right, I got that. But then the attack is, I don't know, I can't think on my feet as fast. even though that's kind of what I do for a living. But it just is a whole different situation there. So, that kind of always throws me off in the attack.
What's your attack round's definitely stressful.
The opening round, sometimes for me, it just depends. Because if it's a topic that I don't feel very strong about, sometimes I struggle a bit with the opening round. But I feel like the closing argument's my favorite because, you know, that tends to be where I shine. I kind of look at it as if I'm like a defense attorney, like writing out like my closing argument, right?
So you're not a defense attorney. You're a fucking diss track writer. Let's get it right.
Okay, first of all,
you disbarred so fast for having the fucking Fresh Prince of Bel-Air song as like your closing statement in court.
The last episode, okay, and again, so in some cases, I look at it that way because that honestly, with the Batman and Robin argument, like that's the way that I approached it, right? And then, you know, for me, like I'll try to go the entertainment, but that's kind of like where I try to let my entertainment shine a little bit and where I'll rewrite the songs and stuff like that. So I have the most fun with the closing rounds. I like the middle two rounds, but sometimes, like Jamar said, it can be hard to kind of think on your feet and like you got to kind of like pick things out, and certain things are hard to actually, you know, are hard to pick apart. So you have to either pick apart the argument, you have to choose whether you're picking apart the argument or you're picking apart the topic, and that can get like a little stressful to do on the fly. And I know I've messed up a couple of times and defended myself in the attack round and, you know, different things.
That
like
may be my second favorite moment when we all attack and then Jason gets to his turn, he starts defending everything. And no one stops him till the end. We're like, dude, you just defended.
Nah,
do you guys remember the first couple episodes when Wes's attack round would just be him like Googling box office numbers for whatever we were talking about?
No.
And that would be his attack on us. That movie didn't do well at all.
My problem at the beginning, at the very beginning, it wasn't the problem, that was fine, was I was attacking in my defend round every fucking week, and it fucked me every single time because I didn't understand what I was doing wrong. And then you guys told me, I was like, oh shit. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, and you know, and put it in perspective, you keep saying I wrote this track. Like I literally mentioned, I think you guys one time in that entire song, and I don't know how it turned into a diss track, but regardless of the fact, like I try to have some fun with it. I try to bring the entertainment, do something creative. So I like to kind of shine. Is there a round that you guys hate the most? Like for me, I don't really like the attack round as much because, again, like I said, I have trouble sometimes trying to pick apart or figure out which argument I'm going to pick apart.
I might agree. Like, I do enjoy the attack rounds, but I feel like there is a problem. And, you know, not to call out Mike, but there's been a few times where...
Not to call him out, just, but hey.
Well, because, my like, name, Mike, too. Mike will just, you know, like, go off on somebody, right? And he's just a total asshole, and it's amazing. But then, like, half of it isn't even true. He's just making shit up, and he's just shitting on them. And he's like, well, you know, we're doing 80s movies, and that's technically a 90s movie. He'll say, like, not that he ever said that, but, like, something so off the wall and incorrect. And then he'll still get a shitload of points for it. And I'm just like, well, I can't spend 30 seconds of my, you know, defend round where I have to defend against two people when it would take me 5 minutes to explain how wrong Mike is about this one fact that he got so incorrect.
On the flip side of that, my defend rounds are miserable because usually people will call me out for things that I've said in my actual intro. And then I have to waste time trying to reiterate that I said that already while also trying to properly defend and like make an argument against shit that was actually like insulting to my argument or my property. So like it's definitely a double-edged sword of like, I'm not the only one who throws out false statements or doesn't pay full attention.
My least favorite's always the closing round every time.
Oh, dude, it's so stressful because you know you're either on the chopping block or you're safe if you're keeping track of points.
Yeah, it's stressful because I keep track of the points every single week, and then I'm like, holy fuck, if someone gets first place for both of them, I'm going to lose. If this person gets one in the second place and gets one, you know, I have it all mathematically in my head, and then it's like
the same way.
It's a make or break moment, and it's really stressful. And then Jason just creates a diss track, and it's I'm over.
See, I actually did
what did I say that dissed you in that track? By the way, what dissed you? What did I say?
You talked about your shitty opponents.
No, that's not what I said.
You didn't say shitty. I mean, I'm just
please tell me you have it in front of you, and you're going to read it again.
The only thing I said is that Let me pull it up.
Rewind. I want to read the whole thing. Let's dissect it right here on the recap show.
I remember saying, like, about their argument, said Wes's will be cute and Jake will yak. And was I wrong? I mean, that's basically how their stuff even, goes.
It's not even good, but people are like sitting there like, you get a point, you know? Like,
well, he didn't get it because he dissed you guys.
Exactly. He did it because he rewrote the fucking Animaniacs song. That's why he got fucking points.
Yeah, I don't know. Like that.
Can I say my least favorite round is when you're keeping score?
I think when you send it to me and I disagree with you that you're right.
Yeah, that's right. And then I present the score and they're like, oh wait, that's wrong. And then Mike says, yeah, I don't know how you got that. I'm like, what? I showed you.
Alright, so we got one more question in here and then we'll get to some statistics that Wes has been gracious enough to go through and pull for us. So out of all the different topics that we've done, everything that you've, you know, kind of put out there, what's the your favorite thing that you've created so far?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I have two that I would say are my favorite thing that I really wish they were, actually three that I wish they were made. Obviously the Blob I wish would have a sequel. The Assassin's Creed game I played, I'd play that in heartbeat, but I mean technically we just had that, so I'm cool. Yeah. So the one which you guys brought up, you assholes, in that episode, in the attack round, the one that I created that I would absolutely love would be the TVMA Blues Clues.
Like, oh, dude, that was fucking great.
Yeah, that I think that's just a really good idea. It could be a sequel to the original Blues Clues. It's just be for adults, and I would love to watch that. So that'd be mine.
Okay.
Honestly, my two favorites are probably when I made the Wonder Twins as Bitch of the Week for the DC Universe app. And then I think my overall favorite is my Jason Bateman Santa Claus movie. I would legit go fucking see that.
Yeah.
See, I was going to say, like, yeah, for me, it was one of the movies. Like, I would definitely go see a Labyrinth 2, how I, like, plotted it out. And then also, like, even though I didn't do as well, like, on the match we actually did it on, I would play the shit out of a Blue Beetle Rocksteady game. Like, 100% I would play the shit out of that game.
Fair. Yeah. Well, for me, of course, Assassin's Creed Freedom. I feel like that it just has to absolutely exist. Not even just, like, you know, make jokes about it, like, but seriously, that seemed like a great connection to, like, the storyline of, like, the overarching storyline of the Brotherhood versus, like, the Saracens, or the Brotherhood versus the Templars or whatnot. But yeah, I didn't, most of my favorites are things that I like that already existed. Like, I feel 100% full hearted for Donkey Kong Country as, like, probably the best video game soundtrack. There's close seconds, but you know, I just was more passionate about that. Also, we need to get an all PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale. We need a remake or a second.
Oh, dude, we do.
But, you know, that was one of the earlier episodes, though. But, yeah.
So, I mean, I'd agree if the first one didn't have as many problems as it did.
Yeah, if they just, you know, if they had sucked it up and just
straight copied Smash Brothers, it'd be fine.
That, there's never been a game that had a bad first game and then the sequel is better. That's never happened, Assassin's Creed.
Right, and like, well, like great, the whole thing with like the PlayStation All Stars is like they tried to do it one way or the other, and they just needed to figure out: do I want a full on combo heavy like Tekken game or Street Fighter, or do I want Smash Brothers? Because they tried to do both and it didn't work.
Yeah, if they would have just leaned into it and been like, "Fuck it, we don't care if anyone like says we're copying them," and just went full Smash Brothers, like. The number one thing I hated about that game was just the walls. You couldn't knock people off the thing. You had to do your ultimate move to fucking beat somebody, and it ruined the game for me.
Sounds like you're bad.
Well, and then didn't they put in the wrong Dante? Like, they put in the remake, or like, yeah, the remake Dante before that game even came out.
Oh my god, you're nitpicking that thing. Like a motherfucker. No,
wasn't like, Kratos only 6'2 instead of 6'1?
Yeah.
Choose in his defense, he went from being like an evil
white hair boy to like shaved his head because he had some childhood trauma. Like, that is a pretty dramatic difference.
But that was probably more of a promotional thing, I would say.
Jason, is there anything that you created that you really enjoyed?
You know, I was trying to think back, and a lot, I don't think I really, I didn't really participate in a ton of the created shows. I think I did like a movie into a video. I can't even remember which one that I even chose for that. I'd say the one thing though that I stand by to this day is that we need a remake for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, because that movie is so old and dated. That is the one I will stand by, and that I really did enjoy, because I also rewrote that song, so that was a good one too. But I
like it to do it, and I'm in.
that's the one that I would say that I think I came up with that I stand by the most.
Fun.
So, all right. So, Wes, you were gracious enough to go through the episodes and pull some stats from the previous shows. So, before we close this out, do you want to go through those stats for us?
Yeah. So, I'm going to go through some stats, and I kind of want you guys to guess on numbers for a few of them. Some of them are simple, and some of them, obviously, you know, 28 episodes are not as simple. So, first one I have is, guys, how many times did Jake miss an episode?
Oh, ooh, fuck. That's three. That is, yeah, I was going to say at least three.
Yeah, I'm going high, four.
The correct answer is two. He missed two episodes. In the entire run. And one of them really early on. And then one, I think it was like near his wedding. It was one of those.
I remember the episode where he like forgot he was not going to be like even remotely close to home. And he did it in a parking lot.
Of a hotel.
We've done them all over the place. I remember recording at a hotel last year. All right. How many sudden deaths have we had?
One.
Two.
All right, Jamar and Jake, what do you think?
Three.
I'm going to say two.
Jamar and Jason are right. We've had two sudden deaths in the entire run, which is awesome. All right, here's
one. I've been a part of both of them.
That is true.
Well, that's I was almost a part of one of them, and then there was bad math.
Yeah. Okay. This one's going to be a tough number to guess because it's not entirely accurate. How many times did Jason mess up the intro?
Is that not 29?
You know, hyphen. This is recorded and uploaded. There were multiple episodes where Jason talks about finally making it through an intro. He mentions that in episode 7. So he fucked up so many times up to episode 7. He mentions it in that episode like, hey, I made it through an episode without fucking it up. But in the recorded episodes that are posted, how many times did he fuck it up?
Oh, and I'm going to say 28.
I would say it's that high, but maybe.
I'm saying that made it into the final recording.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I would say in the middle. I'd probably say maybe like four.
Okay. Jason, how many do you think?
I would say like maybe 7. I don't know.
Okay. Jake was right 6 times.
Okay. Wow. The
intro. And it's always the same. I really messed that up.
It turns into the fucking Porky Pig.
All right. You know what?
This one was touched upon here probably about 5 minutes ago. How many times was the math wrong, but Michael just went with it, even though he knew it was wrong?
That was once.
At least 2 times.
The math was wrong at least 3 times.
The answer is twice.
Because when was
the other time?
I thought I fucked up the math the one time, though.
Yeah, but I didn't like agree with you.
Yeah, but Mike was a judge, and he was on video. Super excited for a sudden death in that episode, actually.
Yeah,
and then we brought it up that it was wrong, which is funny because it was between Jake and I in both episodes, which is hilarious. Like one of them, Jake won, and I was like, wait a minute, you did your math wrong. And Mike's like, or we had a sudden death, and Mike's fucking fist pumping, like, yeah, sudden death. And I brought it up. I'm like, Jason, your math is wrong. And then Mike's like, yeah, I thought so. Come on, dude. And then the last episode, again between Jake and I, you guys said Jake lost when in reality I lost. So
One, ironically, I thought it was sudden death too. So I was just excited to see some fucking
both times you have your fucking hands in the air celebrating, even though you know you shouldn't be doing that.
Hey, that's where it gets weird, because like I don't like to keep track of the score because I feel like it stresses me out more by the end of it. I used to do it in the beginning, but I'm glad other people than the judges keep track because then, you know.
I have a better job keeping track of the score when I'm competing than when I'm actually judging.
I only keep track of my own scores. I don't keep track of everybody else's when I compete. I just keep track of my own.
All right, here's a fun one. All right, guys, who competed the most in all 28 episodes?
Oh, me, hands down.
Okay.
I would say Jamar.
Well, recently, the end, I feel like the past like few episodes or past few weeks but I would probably say me. Because I remember at one point being like, if I fucking have to compete one more time.
Well, the answer here is Mike. And we'll get into that here in a second. But Jamar, I know what you're talking about because you did episode 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All in a row.
I remember that, yeah.
I would have blown my fucking brains out. So props to you. But side note, Mike, how many times did you compete out of 28 episodes?
I'm going to say I've competed 19 of them.
Okay, that's a good guess. What do you guys think? How many times did Mike compete? Jamar wasn't far off. Side note, he had, you know, he competed.
I would say probably 18, okay. 17 or 18.
Okay. I would say I'm gonna just say about 15 because half. Well, yeah, that was about quite half, like, but yeah, you get it.
He competed 20 times.
Oh wow, I was one off. Damn.
In the first 10 episodes, he only missed two.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I would have blown my fucking brains out. Congratulations.
Yeah, now you know where I'm at this point, where I'm like, I just want to judge.
Here's a phone.
So I do feel like some of those were not his choice to compete in.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that. We'll get into that.
Oh, no.
So how far off was I?
I don't like this next statistic already.
You were not far off. You competed 18 times.
Okay. Ooh. I like that have been up there.
Yeah. Me and Jamar are just the backbone of this fucking show, man.
It was all pretty close, but honestly, one person wasn't anywhere near anyone else. But who competed the least?
That's probably me.
Me, yeah, Jason.
I'm gonna say either Wes or Jason. Me.
Well, you know what? I don't know.
Jake did miss a couple episodes, but
yeah, because I missed two episodes, and then I was like back and forth a lot more often from, you know, where I live down to Phoenix.
Oh, that's true. Maybe it is true.
So I was judging a lot. So I do feel like it was probably me.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm going to change it.
I didn't compete in like the first five episodes, though. So that's why six. So that's why I thought it might be me.
Who competed the least was Jason with 14.
Okay. Oh, okay.
He competed 50% of the time. He was a judge the other 50%.
And so what I'm hearing is Jason needs to be in the next six episodes straight.
Yes.
He needs to catch up.
Who was the first loser of this Fanboy Fight Club reboot?
That was me. I already fucked
no.
up.
No.
Oh, it was Wes.
Well, no. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, Wes was the first bitch of the week.
Not bitch of the week.
No,
that's
bitch of the week.
Oh, loser.
No, because the first episode was the 90. Wait.
No, Wes won the first episode, like, hands down, so it was probably Mike.
Jake won the
first episode. No, that's right, Jake won the first one.
As Jake mentions in episode, like, 5, I was the first unanimous winner.
Yeah, that's right. That's the only one he won.
I was with too many of these. The answer is me. I lost the first episode, and I cried. It was real sad, but hey, we didn't start Pitch of the Week yet, so it was okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That was the one where we had like wild thornberries versus
gargoyles.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't remember what I chose. I remember your guys's. I don't remember mine. Who was the last loser of season one?
The last loser? That was you.
West.
Yeah. Fuck you guys. Yeah. The first winner and right. The last loser, you fuck face.
It's like we wrote this shit.
Wes.
Yeah, who lost the least?
We're getting there. This is all right. Who lost the most?
Oh, me.
It might be. It's got to be.
It's either me or
Mike's the only double bitch of the week.
Mike was, he's been double bitch of the week. At least once.
Only once. Only once. I have not been double bitch of the week.
I remember there was like, because when he was complaining about being in so many episodes, it was because he'd be bitch of the week and then he'd choose to be in the next episode, then he'd be bitch of the week and then he'd choose to be in the next episode.
Like, I wouldn't necessarily choose to be. Let's be honest.
Right, right. Okay, fine. Wrong choice of words, but
well, let's see. Yeah, let's hear.
The person with the most losses is Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Seven losses, but all you guys are honestly very close. You know,
thank you.
All suck except for Wes.
No. Here, Mike had 7 losses. Jake had 6. Jamar had 6. Jason had 5. And then that leaves who lost the least, since I just gave that one away.
Yeah, you with probably 2.
I had 4 losses.
Wow. I'm impressed.
90s animated episode. I had the Disney Plus episode. I had the fan cast and the last episode.
Holy shit. I just realized 2 of your losses had to do with 90s animated.
Yeah, I
the first and last. That's fucking crazy.
I fucking suck. All right. We got the most first place wins.
Wes.
I'm going to say Jason.
No, it's definitely not me. I would say probably Jamar.
I don't know. You and your fucking fancy wording for your goddamn rewrites.
Those get me into second place. The only one I've actually been first place in was the last one. That's the only one I think I finished first in.
I feel like Jamar wins the most.
I think I've gotten first maybe like 2 or 3 times.
I can only recall once or twice for me, so I know it's not me. I have to. Maybe it's
Wes
then.
I don't remember.
It might be Wes. Wes or Jamar.
I mean, he's only lost 4, so.
So the way that I judge this is anything that was a tie, we did not count. Because there was multiple times where Jason was first place, but he tied with someone else. So the answer is Mike with the most first place wins.
Oh, wow.
What?
With 8.
What?
8.
What? I've won 8 times?
You've won 8.
Crybaby.
Mike doesn't like to be in the middle at all.
What?
Either wins or fucking loses.
I know.
But that's still a pretty bad record.
I was actually going to make that a stat, which who is the most... I don't even know what the fuck I'm about to say.
Most second place?
Yeah. Who never gets second place?
Who's likely to be in second place?
Who either wins or fucking loses. Who never gets second place? That's Mike. Mike had 8. I had... 7. There were multiple times where I won, but I tied. Like I tied with Jason one episode, so I had to cut that out and stuff like that. But Mike had the most solo wins with 8.
I feel like I have the.
Do you guys want the least amount of wins?
First, we know who sucks the most.
Do you guys want to know that?
I don't
know.
Sure, it might be me.
It's Jason. 2 wins.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But with judging, I would probably have the least amount of like full on wins.
You had 3.
I can't remember which ones I actually win.
Yeah, you had 3. But Jamar, you had 5. In case you want to know your stat.
Oh, I was close.
And how many double bitches of the week have you had?
Just one.
Fuck you.
2.
Jake is right. There are 2.
What? Who?
Who?
Jake.
Was I?
I think I had it once.
Yep. When was Jake Double Bitch of the Week?
Episode 8. You'd have to go back and listen to it, but he was the first Double Bitch of the Week, actually. And then, Mike, you were later on.
We always started Mike as the first. Told me the first and only bitch.
I don't remember that
bitch
at all.
Well, so, obviously, I'm not going to correct you on that.
I mean, I'm not surprised that we have a that has
yeah. it wrong. I listened to him. It's the facts.
So now, you're saying he lost the theme park and the toy line one, or he lost the video game?
I wasn't in the toy line.
It was the so, I think
the
it
video
was
game
the,
to a movie.
I figure out what the episodes are, but I didn't write them down in that much detail.
We said episode 8, so episode 8 would have been the theme park.
Yeah. Might have been 18. I don't know.
But you don't know.
Listen, Jake said he was a double bitch of the week, and if you know your double bitch of the week, it's obviously the 2. I couldn't
I'm
tell
pretty
you that.
Sure.
He was.
I can't find like a point where Jake.
Wait.
Like, I'm trying to go through like who competed and what ones.
I thought he was.
My problem is I'm going based off like the show notes, and every time it says Mike is a bitch. And I think it says Mike is like bitch of the week. And I was like, man, Mike is losing in like the first like 18 episodes. But it's just because you wrote that.
Yeah, that I love how Mike never caught on to that for almost an entire year. Like I just tell him that.
Yeah, I don't listen to the show, so I had no reason.
In the show notes, I mentioned how you're a bitch every single episode. And I made it different every single time to make it creative.
That's funny.
Now, when we play, you know, a game of Fanboy Fight Club, there's 16 total points that you could possibly win, because the first place is 2 points, obviously. what episode, or not episode, who had the highest amount of points in an episode?
Oh, in an episode?
It's my last stat. Yep. Ooh. Who had the highest amount of points out of 16 in an episode?
Me.
Okay.
I'm just saying it.
It might be.
I don't think it's true, but.
Me. Yeah.
I'm going to say Jamar.
Yeah. I'll say Wes.
The answer is Wes, Jason. It was episode 16, the blob episode. I got 15 out of 16 points, and that the only one that I didn't get the full amount of points on is the attack round. Someone put me in second place. That's the only point that I missed that entire episode.
Hmm.
And the highest.
Oh, so you mean the max you can get is 16, not that there's 16 available points. Okay.
The max you can get. Yeah. Okay. Jamar was close. He got one with 12 points. That was the second place one.
What about the rest of us?
I didn't count that far.
Oh,
I just, those ones that 12.
Man, don't
out.
I feel special? Biggest loser, biggest winner, but I don't know how many points.
Well, here's the thing is most of the points are around 9 for the winner for the week. That's the number that copped up the most common was about 9. So the 12 stood out. So I just remember that in my brain. I didn't write it down or anything like that. That's the only reason I remember that one because it just stood out.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Those are essentially all the stats that I was able to get through the episodes.
Well, Wes, thank you for doing that. That took a lot of work. I really appreciate that.
I appreciate
fun you. To go back. I enjoyed this. I think it was fun to go back and kind of hope you guys did too. Thank you for listening. We'll be back before you know it, creating even more memories. But the first rule of the Fanboy Fight Club podcast is that you must talk about the Fanboy Fight Club podcast. Make sure you talk about us with your friends, share us on your social medias, share us with people, have them listen to the shows. Hopefully they subscribe and we'll keep doing this as long as we get more people to listen. So we are Media Junkies flagship podcast because it's the only show that features all five of us, well, at least 90% of the time. But if you do miss us in our absence, you can find other content that we offer. Michael and I co-host the Gimmick Minute Wrestling podcast. So if you're into wrestling, please come check that out. We'll get you caught up on everything that's going on with WWE and AEW on the programming. So if you just are a casual watcher and you don't watch everything, you know, we'll get you caught up. Or if you do watch everything, then you can at least get our fun perspective on it. Jamar has started a whole series with this Why Are You series. It's a different game related podcast. Jamar, do you want to kind of talk about what you got on deck with that?
Oh, sure. I have an episode of the Why Are You a Gamer? Just, you know, the 101 discussion going live with Cameron Kearns. I hope I'm saying his last name correctly, from Rocket Punch. It's a really, really, really good time. He says he's the Southern guy talking about games or something. So I just screwed up his entire pitch, but it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. You'll enjoy it because it'll go live yesterday.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. And then speaking of Michael and Jamar, they also have their own. Michael, what's on tap for Modern Toys? About that?
Yeah. So if you are a man child like the rest of us and you enjoy collectibles or action figures, head over to YouTube and look up Modern Toy Fair. On Fridays, me and Jamar talk about the toy news. And then on Mondays, I review different action figures. And if you enjoy action figure photography, check out our Twitter or our Instagram, where there's tons of that, along with announcements and contests, all sorts of different stuff. It's just at Modern Toy Fair, and it's spelled ModernToyFare, just like Modern Warfare.
MOUSE.
There you go. Over home plate for you. You're welcome. For anyone who doesn't know, get that one. That's a Gimmick Minute reference. But yeah, so go check that out. And then if you want to support the channel, you can go to tpublic.com, search Media Junkie, Fanboy Fight Club, Modern Toy Fair, Why Are You a Gamer, Gimmick Minute. All of those will bring up shirts with our logos on them. And if you click the little blue link that says Vault of Personality, it will take you to my store. I have all sorts of mask designs, t-shirts, mugs, notebooks, all sorts of stuff. So give that a check as well.
All right. And speaking of YouTube, Media Junkie has our own channel. .com/Media Junkie. Wes, what can our...
Yeah, I think you're cutting in and out, but I think I understood what you're saying there about a YouTube cool. channel. It's like your mic is like throwback to the beginning of Fanboy Fight Club. That's cool.
Weird.
Yeah. Way to close it out strong. I like it.
Thanks.
The YouTube channel is really cool. There's a bunch of Ninja Turtle episodes, a lot of history episodes on them if you like that. Gameplay walkthroughs, tutorials on how to fix things, and it has a solid side of depression. So if you enjoy, you know, YouTube videos, check it out.
All right, cool. And Jake's been running our social media accounts, but we may have a new podcast on the way. You ready to say anything about it yet, Jake, or are we still not ready?
I don't know. I keep getting you guys to try to help me, and then you don't.
Oh, man, throwing that shade.
Damn,
it's like a fucking eclipse up in this bitch.
I'm spending some time talking to you about it, but, you know.
Don't worry about it. I need to figure some stuff out, and we'll see if it actually happens or not. It's a fun idea, but it might be more difficult to implement than I originally anticipated. Yeah. So.
Fun stat for that. You first mentioned that on episode 18 for Jake's podcast.
Bring back trailer trash.
Damn.
All right. Cool.
Bring back that trailer trash.
Excuse me. All right. Of course, you can keep up with all things Media Junkie on our Instagram and our Twitter at Media Junkie Vids. You can also follow this show specifically at FBFC Podcast. Thank you again for listening to this week's show. And just like I do every episode, I'm going to leave you with a few questions. Will Michael get to give us his opinion? Will Wes pull the plug before season 2? Will Jake be mad about this episode 4 days later? And will Jamar be able to hold us all together to get to season 2? Find out the answers to all these questions and more if we return for the next episode of the Fanboy Fight Club podcast. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Damn.